नमोम विष्णु प्रणाय कृष्ण प्रस्ताय भूतले श्रीमाते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वती देव गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषाशून्यवादिपाश्चात्यादिशतारि जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर सुभाषण गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे जय श्री भोपाल की श्री गोनिताय की वैष्णव ठाकुर की जय सो We are meeting on a weekday, true enough. But for us, if you take Krishna consciousness seriously, every day is a special day for the Lord. To the extent that we chant the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, it is a special day. So of course, we have days for good reason that we have set aside. And one of them is the appearance of Lord Nityananda. He appeared, there's a purport by Srila Prabhupada, a section of it in Chaitanya Charitamrita Adi Lila, chapter 17, text 12. And Srila Prabhupada summarizes the birth of Lord Nityananda, other than Balaram, plenary portion, plenary expansion of Krishna. He appeared in a village called Ekachakra, in the district of Birbhum. His father was Hadai Pandit and his mother was Padmavati. The Lord came with, through his devotees, the childhood times he played like Balaram. See, some of us, when we hear these, because we hear it through the Shastra or purports by Srila Prabhupada, so it makes all the sense to us. But those who were living at the time in Ekachakra, did they know that that was the Lord? Those in the village of Ekachakra, many of them didn't know. They knew it was a very special child. And because he played just like Balaram, he really attracted a lot of attention. It so turned out that as he was growing up, one day a sannyasi came to the house of Hadai Pandit. And of course, the Lord is in the heart of all devotees. So there was a plan. The parents of Lord Nityananda did not know what was about to happen. But as the sannyasi was very well cared for, and he was definitely impressed with that, when he got ready to leave, then he informed Lord Nityananda's parents that he would like to take Lord Nityananda with him in his travels. And sannyasis travel quite a bit. And Hadai Pandit agreed to have his son go with the sannyasi. But he was also quite attached. He was very, very much attached, fatherly love to Lord Nityananda. So when Lord Nityananda left, the idea was that sannyasi was going to make Lord Nityananda his brahmachari assistant. It actually began to hit Hadai Pandit very heavily that his son was no longer at home. And so it was very difficult for him. And he didn't last very long in the body after Lord Nityananda left. He also left the mortal world. Hadai Pandit left. Died. Lord Nityananda was here for a reason. He likes to be known as the servant of Lord Gauranga, Lord Chaitanya. The best description you give Lord Nityananda, and they are, you know, Lord Chaitanya is Radha Krishna combined. Lord Nityananda is Balaram. But for that pastime, when they appeared as Lord Gauranga and Lord Nityananda, He, Lord Nityananda, was insisting that people see him as a servant of Lord Gauranga. A very important lesson for us to learn. What is the lesson? Srila Prabhupada has already instructed us. A devotee should see himself or herself as a servant of the servant of the servant of the servant of the Lord's pure devotees. And in one lecture that I heard, Srila Prabhupada says, servant of a servant is servant 1,000 times servant. The lower you go, and this is in thinking about ourselves as servants, the better. Another Prabhu, who is a disciple of Srila Prabhupada, there's a series, Prabhupada Memories, videos. And the same information, the same instruction was given to him. And Srila Prabhupada advised him, as you think yourself the servant of all devotees, that humility will help your growth spiritually. That humility will help your growth spiritually. Lord Nityananda was, as we said, left with Sannyasi. He traveled so many places in India. They came to Mathura. And Mathura is famous for Krishna's birth. So for many days, he lived at Mathura with this Sannyasi. And at that time, he heard about Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes in Navadvipa. So then he left. Lord Nityananda came to the area. And the idea was to meet Lord Chaitanya. On the altar, well, today we had the good fortune of bathing their lordships, Lord Gauranga and Lord Nityananda in the Abhishek. When you see them, they are together on the altar, and you also see they raise their hands. And the raising of the hands is very much tied to the purpose by the king for the devotees to chant the holy name of the Lord. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Lord Nityananda's pastimes are very, very much tied to Lord Gauranga's pastimes too. So, when they met, this was at Navadvipa. At the time, Lord Nityananda came to Navadvipa and he was a guest at the house of Nanda Acharya, another pure devotee of the Lord. So, when Lord Chaitanya understood through his devotees that Lord Nityananda had arrived, then a meeting was arranged between Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda. A very, very sweet meeting. We can go to so many details about it. This is supposed to be a short lecture, so some things I have to kind of hold off on. But Lord Chaitanya was joined by Lord Nityananda, and now daily in Navadvipa, Lord Chaitanya sent Lord Nityananda out along with Haridas Thakur and other devotees, and the idea was they should go door to door and preach to the devotees, preach Srimad Bhagavatam, and induce the devotees to chant the holy name of the Lord. At the time, Lord Chaitanya was also holding the Sankirtan movement, the chanting of the holy name in Kirtan. And it was very, 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 very rousing Kirtan, exciting Kirtan. In the streets of Navadvipa, Srivast Thakur, Advaita Prabhu, Sri Advaita Prabhu, and those we mentioned already, Thakur Haridas, Lord Nityananda, they were all part of the parties, chanting the holy name. And then in the evening, they will have a special chanting at the house of Srivast Thakur. So the chanting of the holy name was just proven by the two lordships to be the one thing, and Srila Prabhupada also taught us, one thing that we need to do if we want to go back to Godhead. That is the saving mantra. The Lord has come in His holy name. Krishna is absolute. So the Hare Krishna Mahamantra is Krishna. There's a meaning, but when we chant it, Krishna is dancing on our tongues. So always when we chant, we should be either in a meditative mood when we're doing bhajans, but intense meditative mood, or a very exciting mood when we chant Niketan. But also, the japa is important. When we're chanting the holy name, one, actually, many of you may not have experienced that because in this particular center, we don't do Mangalarti and don't do Tulsi Puja, and then after that, this is early in the morning. But those who have experienced it, when the morning program, part of it is done to the point where after the Tulsi Puja, and the devotees now gather the bead bags and they're ready to chant. This time it's not singing, it's just chanting the name, speaking the name of the Lord, but a number of devotees at once, all chanting. It is very, very, very inspiring. As a matter of fact, it's not difficult at all to chant Guru Rounds with devotees at that time. If you're not a good chanter of japa, you can watch the senior devotees and how they do it. Sometimes sannyasis are there. You can watch how they do it, and you can learn from them and get inspired like that. Now we're not having it, but at home, when you're chanting, chant with Srila Prabhupada's japa. Chant along with it. He is a pure devotee, therefore his chanting is very purifying. The lordships, Lord Gauranga and Lord Nityananda came, they had their own pastimes, but for the community, they very much stressed connecting with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. They came to change the consciousness of devotees, of people in general, to make them Krishna conscious. Now, it turned out that at Navadvip, there were two absolutely horrible debauchees, Jagai and Madai. Now, Jagai and Madai actually are from the spiritual world. Jai and Vijay, the gatekeepers of the spiritual world. We have merges of them here, right? Jai, Vijay, over in the corners, in the altar. That's who they represent. Now, they really had been in the material world 3 times already. Jai and Vijay. We have Hiranyakashipu, Hiranyaksha, and then Ramlila, Kumbhakarn, Ravan, and then they came again as Shishupal and Dantavaka in the Dwapara Yuga. So they came in the Yugas, Satya Yuga, Hiranyaksha, Hiranyakashipu, Treta Yuga, that's the Ramayana, Raman, Ravan, and Kumbhakarn, and then in Dwapara Yuga, when Krishna and Balaram were there, they came as Shishupal, Dantavaka. So that was it. 3 lifetimes. But when they returned to the spiritual world and they heard that in Kali Yuga, Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda would be coming, they decided to ask to come to the material world again, to join the pastimes. And of course, all of that time, the 3 times that they had come individually, they were playing the role of demons. Therefore, they came again, this time, as debauchees. Very, very, very troublesome to Navadvip at the time. People had to just, when they see them, like, from one side of the street, they go to the other side of the street. They were that troublesome. Now, still, Navadvip was surcharged with the Sankirtan movement, and Lord Chaitanya was asking those who were connected with him to go from door to door and talk about the holy name and preach and help people to make them more Krishna conscious. In Navadvip, we didn't mean just because Navadvip, where the Lord God granted us pastimes with everybody was Christian conscious. No, that was not the case. There were people that complained about what he's chanting. So many people also, even in that very, very blessed village or the town of Navadvip, still people needed to be converted. So, one day, Lord Nityananda Prabhu and Srila Haridas Thakur were walking down the main road, and on the way, they saw a crowd ahead of them. And there was so much going on, and it was kind of unusual. So some people had left the crowd and they were going, And so Lord Nityananda and Haridas Thakur asked some of the passers-by, what's going on? And they were told that their two brothers, the ones we just talked about, Jagai and Madai, they were creating a public disturbance because they were drunk. Shishi, Gonitai ki, Jaganabadi Subhaga ki, Shri Prabhupada ki, Jai. They were creating a disturbance. Public disturbance. Now, even though they were born in a Brahmin family, but because of low association, they become devotees of the worst type. All kinds of offenses or sins they were committing. Not only were they drinking, they were almost always drunk. They were meat eaters, woman hunters, dacoits, sinners of all types of description. In fact, it is said that in Yamaloka, Yamaraj, the superintendent of death, had to keep track of everybody's sins that started the wedding. They were having difficulty keeping track, keeping up with how many offenses these people were committing, the sins. So, Lord Nityananda thought, and we heard all of these stories, decided that these two fallen souls must be the first to be delivered. And that if they were delivered from their sinful life, then the good name of Lord Chaitanya would be even more glorified. So, Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda and Haridas Thakur, thinking this way, they pushed their way through the crowd and got to the brothers and asked them to chant the holy name of Lord Hari. Now, these two were drunk already. So when Lord Nityananda and Haridas Thakur told them to chant the holy name of Krishna, Lord Hari, they became upset. And I mean enraged. And then they had tried to attack Lord Nityananda and Haridas Thakur. They used filthy language. And when Haridas Thakur and Lord Nityananda stepped back a little bit, these two started coming after them. So, they were chasing Lord Nityananda and Haridas Thakur. Now, it wasn't because Lord Nityananda and Haridas Thakur were afraid of them, but they made their mind at that time to run to kind of mitigate the situation a little bit. And these two were drunk, and you can imagine a drunk person trying to run. They're not going to be able to run that fast anyway. So Haridas Thakur and Nityananda Prabhu were able to obviously outrun them. And as they were running, they were smiling at each other, and they ran for a while, and Haridas Thakur stopped and said, Lord Nityananda, you poopy to this. These two people, they're so drunk, maybe we should have left them alone. But you're so serious wanting to get them. You know, they started teasing each other. But they went to Lord Chaitanya later on that day and reported what had happened. And Lord Chaitanya was actually happy that the attempt was made by Nityananda Prabhu. Nityananda Prabhu was so merciful. That is Balaram, but in his merciful form. So, the next day, Lord Nityananda by himself went to see the brothers. And I mean Jagai and Madai. And as soon as he approached them, the intent was to have them again be ready or be willing to chant the Lord's name, the Lord Hari's name, the Hare Krishna. Yet Madai took a piece of an earthen pot and threw it at Lord Nityananda, and it hit him in the forehead and actually hurt Lord Nityananda. Lord Nityananda started bleeding. Still, he told Daga and Madai, it does not matter that you've thrown this stone at me, I still request you to chant the name of Lord Hari. Now, Jagai was astonished that Lord Nityananda, even bleeding, was still telling them to chant the holy name. So what Jagai did was he fell down at the feet of the Lord, Lord Nityananda, and asked him to pardon his sinful brother. Madai was still enraged because he heard that Lord Nityananda has asked them to chant the holy name of Lord Hari, so he was going to attempt to hurt Lord Nityananda again. And this time, Jagai stopped him and implored his brother to fall down at the feet of Lord Nityananda. In the meantime, people had run back to where Lord Gauranga was and told him what had happened and Lord Nityananda's injury and what was going on. So the Lord Gauranga, Lord Chaitanya, hurried to the place in an angry mood. If a devotee is assaulted, even verbally, other devotees nearby who know about that or hear about that, they have the right to feel offended, but they should try to mitigate the situation. The Lord immediately invoked the Sudarshan Chakra, cried, "Chakra, Chakra!" And the Sudarshan Chakra is excellent at killing. If he wants to kill, Krishna wants to kill, he uses that, the person has no chance. But Lord Nityananda reminded Lord Chaitanya of his mission. This time, we're not here like Krishna and Balaram to actually kill demons, but we are here to deliver the hopelessly fallen souls of this Kali Yuga. And therefore, the brothers Jagai and Madai, typical examples of very fallen souls. So Prabhupada comments that 99% of this population of this age resembles these two brothers to some extent, to varying extent. Some people have even birth, they've been born in very, very, very wealthy families, yet they don't live respectable lives. Not from a spiritual standpoint. So people are getting degraded more and more and more. Yet the holy name of Lord Hare Krishna Mahamantra is the mantra that delivers everybody. So we are fortunate to have this, and so we got to take very, very seriously the chanting of the holy name. Anyway, to end the story, what happened was that Lord Chaitanya was stopped by Lord Nityananda from punishing them physically, those two, Daga and Madai. And the way Lord Nityananda approached, he said that, "Yes, I'm hurt, but it was Madai that hurt me, and he was going to do it again, and Jagai stopped him." And so, when Jagai was imploring for forgiveness, it wasn't difficult at all for Lord Gauranga to forgive him. But when he understood that it was Madai that caused the trouble, and Madai also, seeing that his brother was going to get forgiveness from the Lord, he also wanted forgiveness, and at first the Lord did not want. Lord Gauranga did not want. But on the plea from Lord Nityananda, "Please pardon them," then Lord Gauranga agreed to pardon them as long as they would give up their sinful habits. So that was the condition. Both brothers agreed and promised that they would not be in a sinful state anymore. The Lord accepted them and also did not refer to their past misdeeds as long as they were going to abide by their promise. So for us, we can take stock of all the activities that we do on a daily basis, sometimes weekly basis. How has my week been? We know materially what we do, but spiritually it's important because it's spiritual life that gives us the opportunity to go back to Godhead. So we have to be careful how we act And sometimes Maya may say, oh, but that's my culture. And in my culture, we do this, my culture, we do that. Well, is it consistent with Krishna consciousness? That is the point. If it is, yes. If it's not, don't do it. So, you may have heard the saying, when you're in Rome, you do what the Romans do, right? But for devotees, when you're in Rome or anywhere else, do what devotees do. What Krishna says to do. What Guru says to do. That's our life. So, Krishna consciousness is what we are about, and we should stay that way. And also help others to the best that we can to come into Krishna consciousness. Srila Prabhupada is saying so many people are now involving themselves in sinful activity, and it's like sins are becoming the fashion now, the vogue. Yet, this is a situation where many people will have to die and accept another type of body based on what their thoughts are, what their sins are, and what the karma that comes from it. And so there will be more suffering as Kali Yuga progresses. But we have the opportunity to turn that around by having people chant the Hare Krishna mantra and also live at the very least in the mode of goodness. Being intolerant like the Lord was, Lord Nityananda was. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki. So are there any questions or comments?
Wonderful lecture. Thank you so much. Yeah.
Hare Krishna.
So you mentioned one of very nice point about the chanting.
Mm.
After the Mangala Arati and Tulsi Arati, we chant and then just get chant. We didn't get a chance to experience that in Mayapur as well as in Vrindavan. Mm. I request you to, whenever they visit Mayapur or Vrindavan, experience this, you know, transcendental, you know, vibration after the Mangala Arati. And all the devotees say it's so nice, and as Prabhuji said, it's like a wonderful vibration you can experience for like this. Thank you.
Hare Krishna. Yeah, it's very, very inspiring. Very, very, very inspiring when the devotees chant together. And it's also inspiring when the devotees sing together, bhajans and kirtans. But japa in the temple with the devotees, it's its own level of inspiration. It's wonderful. Hare Krishna. Any other comments?
I want to take it back to what Nitya Gopal said, that sometimes, whenever we, in addition to traveling, you know, like even when we travel locally, I try to find a local temple, you know, and go and attend the Mangala Arati program. Of course, it's a switch because we have to go to bed at a decent time because I mean, the Mangala Arati. I think in New Ludhiana is at 5:15, which is the latest. Most temples is 4:30, so we have to go to bed like by 9 o'clock and get up. But yeah, because it's always nice to even when we go for vacation, to find a close by temple. Because it's so sweet to experience that power of chanting in a group of devotees, and the time just flies. It doesn't feel like work or torture. It's so sweet, and it keeps our mind in check, too, is what I've noticed. Because when we chant, right, alone, our mind travels a lot. But when we hear others chanting with us, it's like, Anasuya, wake up, Anasuya. You know, it's like, yeah, chanting keeps you also alert.
Yeah.
You know, and it's very powerful. And that's why, you know, it's called the congregational chanting. Because we do it in congregation. So thank you for reminding us to do that more often. You know, coming together and chanting is so powerful. Very nice. Thank you for bringing that up.
So sometimes when we are home and we're chanting, we can use the Prabhupada's chanting along with it also. Many of the recorded ones that Srila Prabhupada is chanting, you may hear in the lower, in the background, other devotees also chanting along with them. So that feeling is there. But in the temple room, when devotees are chanting, when you're chanting, it's difficult to chant silently when you're chanting. You will actually feel inspired to chant out, which is what you should do. Chant, you hear, and then you're hearing yourself chanting, you hear all of these devotees chanting, and then some of them are circumambulating Tulsi, because usually Tulsi is left there, they circumambulate Tulsi, and then those will go by, and then some of them are chanting, and you're looking at the pictures of Krishna, and it's wonderful. It's really, 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 really wonderful. So that experience. Yeah. Hare Krishna. Any other last comments or questions? Hare Krishna. Good job.
Hare Krishna. It's not a question, but just a humble comment. When you were talking about the pastime of Jaga and Malay, which most of us know pretty well, one excerpt from The Science of Self-Realization came to mind, which the Brooks of Yoga group is currently studying, with Dear Krishna Prabhu. So he mentioned it a couple of weeks ago. That oftentimes we think back into Bhagavad Gita, why is Krishna incarnating Siddhartha? To protect his devotees, to annihilate demons and
demons.
So when you think about this one, I used to think about Lord Chaitanya, he seems like the most calm of that Krishna. He does reestablish religion and he does protect his devotees, but you think, well, does he really kill anybody? Does he really annihilate any demons? And in this passage, it says that he actually does. He annihilates the demonic mentality of devotees and people like Jagai and Madai. So that kind of struck me as really interesting that those three criteria also apply to Chaitanya, which is why he's also leaving.
So, the realization that Jack was talking about, the demonic minds, be converted by Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda. So, Lord Nityananda, when we appeal to him and we pray to him, we get the mercy of Radha and Krishna through Lord Nityananda. Very, 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 very important to do that. Spiritual master is considered to be one of the confidential associates of Srimati Radharani or a manifested representation of Srila Nityananda Prabhu. This is a direct quote from Srila Prabhupada. Hare Krishna. So, okay.
I wanted to also share from this morning's class. This morning's Bhagavad class with Mother Gita, Amina Varshimataji Kari, that was very nice. She said that on this appearance day, we should pray for Lord Nityananda for Bhakti, so that we can progress in Krishna consciousness. That was her class this morning. And I thought that was such a nice prayer that we all can make, you know, that we approach Lord Nityananda because he is the original spiritual master, like we were discussing downstairs. You know, that we should pray for Lord Nityananda for increase of bhakti so that we can progress in our Krishna consciousness. And so I wanted to share that one from this morning's Bhagavad Gita class. It was very nice from the Gita.
Hare Krishna.
Hare
Krishna, yeah. So pray to Shishi Gonitai. At the very least, if you don't have a mercy of Gonitai, you should have a picture of them at your home. At the very least, a picture of them. Frame it nicely and offer obeisances and pray to be a better devotee because they help us. They don't actually physically kill it. When they came, they didn't do that. But as has been explained already, that they helped minds of people to turn to Krishna and away from Maya. And this is how we get to go back to the spiritual world. Hare Krishna. Shri Prabhupada ki. Shri Gonitai ki. Vaishnav Thakur ki. Nitai Gore Premanande. Yeah.